injury report for today. Trevor Siemian, full. Damaris Thomas, limited. Sanders, DMP. McKenzie, DMP. Watson, same calf, DMP. Paxton Lynch, right shoulder, DMP. Latimer, knee, DMP. Brandon Marshall, limited. Tlaib was full. Dumta Peko was full. Jamal Charles was full. Derby was full. Had a healthy baby girl last night, Charlie. And Corey Nelson was limited with an elbow. Questions.
How did Demarius and Brandon look out there?
Brandon looked fine. Obviously, he didn't have much contact with a shoulder injury, but he looked fine. Demarius is still sore, but he worked today, and he should be fine for Sunday.
How's it looking for
Menelik Watson? Menelik Watson is still day-to-day. He's obviously still sore from the calf injury, but he's not being ruled out of this football game. He's still day-to-day.
Coach, a lot of quarterbacks after an interception kind of jog toward the cornerback. Trevor obviously sprinted and dove.
Uh-huh.
Wanted to make a play, but does he need to think about there whether it's worth it?
I mean, you want him to get the guy on the ground, but obviously if the guy's going to score and you can't make the play, you let him go. But he was trying to make a play for us. You know, we can get him on the ground and make him punch it in, you know, at two or three downs. That helps our football team. So I don't blame Trevor for trying to tackle a guy. He should try that.
Any major changes to the Chargers since you played them week one?
Personnel-wise, no, not really. Defensively, the kicker, yes. Defensively, the rushers are playing really well. They're both in the top 10 in sacks. I think 7.5 for Ingram and 5.5 for Bosa, and that's a special deal for their defense. Their secondary is playing with great confidence. The young kid Williams has played really well for him, the rookie free agent corner. He's played well. Offensively, Phillips played well the last 2 weeks, 6 touchdowns, 1 interception. But the guy that's been their spark has been Melvin Gordon. I mean, he's had 2 great games. He's their leading rusher, obviously, and he's their second leading receiver. But he's a special player. Allen's also played well, you know, in their last 2 weeks where they won football games. So it's an offense that's explosive. You know, it's what we saw week one, you know, with those receivers in the back and Phillip. That's always going to be a challenge for you defensively.
When you have a guy like Gordon who comes out of the backfield so well and effectively, what are just sort of the biggest keys defensively to limit that as best you can?
Well, you can't really. I mean, they call their plays and we defend them. But, you know, we have to be aware in certain areas of the field if he's going to be a receiver or not. In the red zone, I mean, he scored 3 touchdowns in the red zone, 1 against us. So we have to have some awareness where he is in the red zone. And on third downs, I mean, he's a big-time screen guy. He's made some big plays on third downs with the screen game. So, obviously, situational football, finding him is going to be important.
The Giants went under center when both of their snaps with Eli and where they ran the football under center.
Uh-huh.
Would you expect that again? And what, when you look back, what happened in the rush defense? Was it the traps, just a couple of big plays, or any major concerns, or was it just to see it as a couple of plays?
Yeah. Well, the Giants, the one big run, the 47-yard run, was a trap. So that play is run from under the center, obviously, and the back's really tight. It's a quick-hitting play. It's a play that these guys hit us on the first play of the season, but never came back to it in the game. So we've seen it for the last 4 or 5 weeks. You know, we saw it 5 times in that game, and it popped 1 time. So the trap popped, the outside stretch play popped. You know, we didn't have our end set in the edge properly, so that play popped. They popped 4 or 5 runs, you know, but we had free hitters. So it wasn't scheme. It was just doing your job.
Is it easier or more difficult when you face a team for the second time in the season?
I don't know if it's easy or not. It's a challenge. It's a good offense. It's a good defense. So it's an NFL game. It's going to be a challenge.
Broncos fans have typically showed up pretty well against the Chargers in the past.
Uh-huh.
That's the case Sunday. What benefit can that be for you guys?
Well, obviously, away games are tough because of the home crowd. You know, if we've got a big crowd there, it won't feel like an away game, you know, surely. So that always helps.
What kind of plan do you have for Antonio Gates and Hunter Henry?
Well, I can't share that with you. I won't share that with you, but we do have a plan for those two guys. Obviously, you know, they're both great receivers. The problem when you have tight ends like that, you know, if you play coverage, they hand the ball off, you're kind of soft in the running game. If you play the run game, you're soft in pass coverage. So you've got to decide, you know, by down and distance and by parts of the game, you know, how you play those guys. Because that makes it tough, you know, if it's run or pass. That makes it tough. But, you know, we have an idea. You know, when it happens, so I won't tell you that.
When Jake Butt is healthy, what new dynamic does he bring to his offense?
Well, you know, we're not sure. You know, but we drafted Jake because he was a playmaker, you know, and he was a blocker also. And that's rare to find a young tight end who can block and catch balls. He's a big target. He can run vertically. He's got great ball skills. So that's what he was in college. You know, he hadn't played enough for us to know what he is now.
Would you say after seeing him a couple days, he's still unlikely this week?
You mean Jake? Yes, yes, absolutely, guys. I mean, he hadn't played enough football to play an NFL game, so hopefully he continues to get in football shape and he can play next week or the week after.
Does Benny have full-time number two receiver capabilities, or is he getting close?
I think he does. I mean, Benny's a smart guy. He knows what to do, and that's half the battle as far as being a one or two. I don't know what that means. I mean, you would know
full
better
well.
Than I. I would. Right, I mean, he's a receiver. He's the next guy up, so he's a number two. I mean, he was a number two last week from time to time, so that has no relevance as far as, you know, who plays. I mean, he's out there. He's a one. You can say that also. So,
when
doesn't
you're
matter.
Number three in Demaryius and Emmanuel, they're going to get more attention
yeah.
than him. He's going to get – is he ready to take on more, you know, the better quarterbacks?
He has no choice. He has no choice. He's going to be on the field on Sunday.
A few more for the coach?
Good question, Mike.
Thanks, you.
Tough question.
I'm just asking this in terms of progress. Is Paxton to the point where he's thrown every day?
Yes. Yes, and he's getting better. He's getting better by the day. He's still a little sore after he throws, so it's not totally healed yet. And, you know, we're going to take it slow with him to make sure he's right before he comes back to play.
And then, like, given you're going to have some roster moves here in the next couple of weeks, can you keep three quarterbacks?
Can we? God, man. I'm concerned about today and tomorrow and Sunday. You know, when that time comes, we'll discuss it. But everything's possible, right?
Getting more takeaways.
Last one, Andrew.
Are there things you can do in practice kind of emphasize that and work on that? Today?
And we have. You know, we had a drill yesterday with our defense, you know, taking the ball away as far as stripping the football, tip drills, those things you can work on. But, you know, just playing hard and chasing the ball and get more pressure on the quarterback, those things will turn. You know, I'm not concerned about that, to be honest, guys. You know, if we play good defense and, you know, we're good in the red zone, we're good on third downs, that's my concern. You know, the takeaways will come.
Okay, thank you, Coach.
All right, thanks, guys.
All right.